It involves a protagonist named Esteban Espiritu, a young Spanish painter who is on a pilgrimage to the Rhine Valley. His masters have sent him there to do some inspirational work, and en route he stops in a little village just to make some money and ends up kind of getting bewitched by the environment and stays there longer than he had planned. And in the process, he's commissioned to paint the portrait of Christina von Lichtenberg, a local elderly baroness, and in the process of talking to her, he kind of uncovers a little local mystery that the rest of the novelette is about.
This story also has nods to classical mythology, which this isn't the first time that your writings have done so. What about that type of writing appeals to you?
Well, yeah, I'm particularly interested in what's called revisionist fiction, which is taking established stories and maybe taking characters from them or some kind of element and sort of reworking them into a new version, not necessarily because the original failed in some way, and in fact, quite the contrary. Generally, I'm very attracted to the original. I just sort of like playing with it. I've compared it to a musician who might do a cover version of a song that he or she really loves. Again, not because they think the original artist failed in some way, but just because they love it so much, they want to sort of embrace it and put their own twist on it. So I think revisionist fiction is like that. And so, yeah, in Figures in Blue, I play with the story of the Minotaur, the half-man, half-bull creature from mythology. Particularly, Esteban, the protagonist, works with horses, training them for the bull rings of Seville. And so, kind of through his imagination and his dreaming, he kind of stumbles across this Minotaur-type character, and that's how I pull in the classical mythology into this particular story.
And what is your writing process like? Do you turn out, it seems like you turn out a steady stream of writings, including novels, the novelette, short stories?
Yeah, I'm pretty dedicated to the process, even though I don't necessarily get that much time. Kind of during the academic year, the 9 months of the school year, I write for about a half hour, you know, Monday through Friday. I get up early, walk my dog, get some coffee going, and then sit down to write for 30 or 40 minutes. And it doesn't sound like very much time, but if you are pretty consistent, you can knock out 2.5 hours of writing a week, and then you start doing the math, and you actually can, you know, put together a fair amount of work. Figures in Blue, that took me about maybe a month to 5 or 6 weeks. I kind of forget it was in the spring of 2011 that I worked on that. But otherwise, a longer work like a novel could be quite an undertaking. I have a longish novel coming out in January. It's about 350 pages in book format, and it took me about 5 years to write. You know, so when you're doing it in dribs and drabs like that, it can take a while to get something significant put together. But if you're, you know, consistent and stay focused, it can happen.
Here in Springfield, have you found there to be a solid community of writers who give each other feedback?
I have. It's been very invigorating. I've lived here about 17 years, and I did find a community when I first got here, but it's just really over the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 years particularly, it seems like it's really started flourishing, and I've been a part of that, and it's really, really helped, not so much directly to my writing, but just to kind of have that support and know that there's others out there who are kind of doing the same sorts of things and kind of give each other support and so forth. But it is a very vibrant literary and art community, and they kind of feed off each other. And in fact, Figures in Blue is a good example of that. I actually dedicate the book to the artist of the Pharmacy, which is an art studio on South Grand Avenue here in Springfield. I think it's been around maybe about 3 years or so, but I've been out there quite a bit and have gotten to know several of the artists, and we've had some writing workshops that we've held at the Pharmacy, and so I've just spent a lot of time there over the last couple of years. And so in the book, I talk about briefly in the acknowledgement section that I think because of my being around the artists of the Pharmacy and particularly their works in progress while you're there in the actual gallery itself really inspired me to come up with this character, Esteban, who, as I said, is a young painter who is commissioned to paint a portrait. And so I've dedicated the novelette to the artists of the Pharmacy. And in fact, one of the artists, Felicia Olin, allowed me to use her painting Blue Girl for the cover.
And so another book you're working on is called An Untimely Frost. I want you to tell us about that, but I also want to point out that you had a previous novel called Men of Winter. We've been talking about Figures in Blue. So are these cold references? Am I onto something here with my Nancy Drew cap?
Well, that's pretty good. I don't know exactly why. I think winter is a particularly rich metaphor. And so Men of Winter was my first novel, and that was a quote from Homer's Odyssey, and it's kind of a sequel or revisionist work of Homer's Odyssey, so that was appropriate. And then when I was working on An Untimely Frost, which I took about 5 years to write that, so I had a lot of time to think about the title, and as I was coming down the stretch and I was thinking about all kinds of different titles, one of the many stories that kind of comes into play in the novel is Romeo and Juliet. And there's a line in Romeo and Juliet about Juliet's death, comparing it to an untimely frost. I thought, gosh, that is the perfect title, but darn it, it's that winter cold thing again. And so I really fought against titling it that because I hated to be kind of in that rut. But it was such an appropriate title and seemed to work so well, I went ahead and went for it. In terms of Figures in Blue, I mean, that's probably more unconscious because the blue part refers more to light than it does to wintry cold, but you're right, there definitely is a connection there. So trying to get out of that a little bit, I do have a couple of other books kind of in the works, but really a long ways from being published, and I'm going to make sure that neither of those has a wintry title, just to try to break out of the mold a little bit.
And tell us a little bit more about the Untimely Frost novel you say you've been working on for several years, but that will be published relatively soon here, right?
Yeah, it's going to be released in January. Actually, the text of the manuscript is completely set and ready to go, and we're still working on the cover, kind of finalizing that, but An Untimely Frost is really inspired by this, I guess it's a rumor more than anything, that when the author Washington Irving was traveling in England around 1830 or so, that he actually met and courted Mary Shelley, the author of Frankenstein, who at that time was a widow. Her husband, Percy Bysshe Shelley, the poet, had drowned some time before. The rumor is that Washington Irving and Mary Shelley knew each other and that he was interested in marrying her, but that she turned him down because she wanted to stay Mary Shelley, stay true to her first husband in terms of her name. And again, we're not 100% sure that actually happened. It could be more of an urban, literary legend of some sort. But it really kind of caught my fancy, and I thought, well, what would that have been like to have Washington Irving and Mary Shelley kind of interacting and maybe being in sort of a quasi romantic relationship? And my characters aren't specifically Washington Irving and Mary Shelley, but they're definitely inspired by them. And I did a lot of research by reading the letters of Washington Irving and journal entries of both Irving and Shelley and that kind of thing. And so that really is where the inspiration came from. And so the two characters are Irving and Shelley-like, and it's about kind of their interaction and what that romance would have been like.